Now, over the past few months, I have exercised great patience in my attitude to the various statements by the commander condemning the government for a whole variety of reasons. Following developments yesterday and renewed threats as reported in the media, I called meetings this morning of the National Security Council and the multi-party cabinet comprising SDL and Fiji Labour Party ministers. I now wish to explain the actions we are taking. To begin with, let me take you back to a meeting convened earlier this year by His Excellency the Vice President in his capacity as Acting President. I attended that meeting along with the commander of the RFMF. Its purpose was to create a positive and open atmosphere for dialogue on issues of concern raised by the military. I readily agreed to this because I have always favored this approach to solving problems. It is consistent with the good faith principles called for by our Constitution for settling differences. There was also agreement that the commander would not make public statements without clearing them first with the Prime Minister. I met with the commander under these arrangements. The problem that immediately arose was he expected me to virtually follow his orders. As head of a democratically elected government, I could not do that. It wasn't long before the commander again began to go public in breach of the agreement he had reached with the acting president and me. To justify this, he attempted to argue that the army had a broad mandate to ensure the well-being of Fiji and its people. This, he claimed, had been transferred to the 1997 constitution from the 1990 document. The prevailing view among legal experts, however, is that the commander's interpretation is wrong. Our present constitution legitimizes the existence of the RFMF, but not the broadened responsibilities given to it in the 1990 constitution. In other words, the constitutional and statutory authority of the RFMF is strictly confined to maintaining and safeguarding national security within a democracy. The cabinet, therefore, decided to seek clarification from the Supreme Court on the role of the military. This was a reasonable position to take, given the circumstances. It also reflected our desire for a conclusive legal finding. The Constitution allows for this procedure. The Minister for Home Affairs was asked to consult with the RFMF to establish joint terms of reference for the approach to the Supreme Court. The Army did not respond. And then, in view of the commander's continuing verbal attacks on the government, the cabinet decided it would go ahead with its proposal for a legal opinion from the Supreme Court. It therefore asked His Excellency the President to refer the issue to the court in accordance with the Constitution. For the government and the RFMF, the sensible course was to await the clarification by the court. Unfortunately, instead of doing this, the commander and the army have launched a campaign of threats to force the government to resign. The police, as I have said, have now started an independent inquiry into the commander's threats to remove the lawfully elected government of Fiji. The commander makes many untruthful allegations against the government. He regularly expresses unsubstantiated accusations about widespread corruption. My position on this is very clear. The government has taken a strong stand against corruption. Draft legislation to combat this is being prepared. In the meantime, the law enforcement authorities must be allowed to do their duty when allegations are made. Those making allegations against the government must provide evidence to the police. When they do not do this, there is a suspicion that these accusations are just a cover for a deeper agenda to overthrow a democratically elected government. We must ask whether the commander is being used or influenced by unscrupulous people opposed to certain items of legislation introduced by the government. Is the commander being manipulated by those with a certain political agenda? If this is so, those involved are acting to serve their own purposes. I declare emphatically that there is absolutely no question of me resigning in response to the current situation or of my government stepping down. We have the constitutional authority and the support of the people to rule now and for the next 5 years.